This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Abube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings, mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Madison and Milwaukee saw Wisconsin's largest No Kings protests over the weekend. An estimated 15,000 people gathered on the UW Library Mall Saturday afternoon in Madison, while in Milwaukee an estimated 10,000 people rallied downtown to oppose President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Democrats gathered for their annual state party convention in the Dells over the weekend. The theme of the convention was the road to 2026. Delegates Sunday elected former executive director Devin Remicker as party chair following his endorsement by outgoing chair Ben Wickler. Governor Tony Evers and lawmakers denounced a pair of politically motivated shootings in neighboring Minnesota. Governor Evers called the attack tragic and said he's praying for the lawmakers affected by the shooting. Legislative leaders from both parties called for the swift apprehension of the shooter. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
City weather. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. You can get faster internet and pay less. How about that? Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining you after 6 a.m. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. You know, it's Monday, but we'll get through it together. Here's Duran Duran on Max FM.
Behind. area's most accurate weather information is on
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:10 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power up your day with the Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. They open at 7 a.m. Get powered by Powerline Coffee. Caffeine on a Monday morning is a great thing. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, showers and thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. On Tuesday, slight chance showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 84. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms with a high of 79. Currently 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios. A little bit of heavier rain moving through the downtown Baraboo area right now. As we look outside the building at the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, where the new Max FM studios are located, and we see that our crews are out there already working on picking up the bleachers and everything from the Big Top Parade on a Saturday. So, yes, they're working hard in the rain this morning, so give them an extra thank you if you see them out and about. And just be a little extra careful as they are still out and about working on things and cleaning up and putting things back to the way they were before the Big Top Parade. We are rebroadcasting the Big Top Parade. You can watch that on Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43. And that is going to replay tonight at 5 p.m. as well as on... the parade will air tonight at 6 p.m. on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43, and then 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. So if you miss the Big Top Parade, you can watch that parade again 6 p.m. tonight or 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. You also are streaming that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can go watch that at any time. Thank you again to our streaming partners, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC and Don Larson Ford. State Farm agent Chris Stanton, Baraboo State Bank, Solvents to Bank of Wisconsin Dells. And thank you to our TV broadcast sponsors, presenting TV sponsor Baraboo State Bank, Hills Wiring, Culver's, and Depe Transit. So again, you can go back and watch that Big Top Parade tonight, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43, starting at 6 p.m. and then 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or anytime on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. It's a little over 2 hours, and so we do have a little bit of things that we want to do with it to shrink it down a little bit, but we want to get it out there as soon as possible for you to watch, and you can watch the whole broadcast as well as on the Facebook page or the Max TV YouTube page anytime you want. Again, thank you to everyone that was involved with it as well. On this end, we had a great crew of people working here that day, and thank you especially to Baker Staging for all of their work as well. They helped us out with all the audio side of things, and having their audio engineer, we'll just say Eric was fantastic. Having him on board was so helpful. And we appreciated also all the efforts by our local fire and EMS, as well as all of our local police departments and sheriff's departments. We know that they were keeping an eye on everything that was going on. And we want to take a moment and say a special thank you to all of them as well, because they were out there keeping us safe during this parade. And the city of Baraboo and the Baraboo Parks Department for all the extra work they did to get bleachers down here and all the barricades. And also we had our buses down here. I mean, it was just such a great event. And I can say the parade went by fast. And so, yeah, it was good to see that back in Baraboo. Also, thank you to our Baraboo Big Top Parade Committee, our chairs, Doug Hill and Nancy Jenks. Thank you to them. Thank you to Ben Bromley and George Alta from the Chamber of Commerce as well. They put a lot of work into this. A lot of planning goes into this. And I believe that there already be the planning meetings coming up in the next couple of weeks for next year's Big Top Parade. So looking forward to that. But if you did miss it, you can go back and watch it anytime again on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page in its entirety. So a lot of things going on today. Don't forget, we are celebrating those birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those into us via the free Civic Media app anytime. Look for Max Miles. Tap on the text option and text those in, or you can also text us at 608-355-9970. We'll celebrate our celebrity birthdays at 7:40 this morning, but we want to make sure we don't miss any of our local birthdays, so text those into us now. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports on Max FM.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA State Championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. 99.7
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:22 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. As we're looking out from the Weicker Great Day Building in downtown Baraboo from the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak, it is definitely raining in Baraboo. We need that rain looking at the radar. This will continue for a little while. We'll have a full update on our weather forecast in just moments. But yes, make sure you have that raincoat and umbrella this morning. We're watching the activity out here this morning as crews are working on removing bleachers and everything from the Big Top Parade over the weekend. So yeah, activity happening right outside the studios. Yes, I'm also easily distracted, so that's how I roll. Now, yesterday was Father's Day. Hope everyone had a great Father's Day yesterday. It was great to spend some time with my father-in-law yesterday and family after the Big Top Parade and to actually get a little bit of rest in. That was a good thing. And so for those that may or may not know, I did suffer an injury. It'll be 2 weeks ago today and had the procedure completed on Wednesday of this last week to put things back where it belongs. And so I decided yesterday it was probably a good idea to take a full day off from everything and just not be on the computer or doing anything. A little bit weird, but it was good. It was great to spend some time with the in-laws as well as spend some great time with my father-in-law. So he's a character. So had a great time with him. And then, of course, we celebrated last night because, you know, apparently Stout sent Wendy shopping. So that was kind of nice of him as well. And appreciate that. And, you know, Wendy also made sure that I got some office supplies because, you know, she was in my office over the weekend and I did not have a hole punch or pens or markers. And it was always been an ongoing joke that since we moved over here, I'd have not went and bought office supplies. Legit story. And so we've had a good joke about that. And, you know, we also spent a lot of time with our fathers yesterday. And did he tell you any of his jokes? You know, I was talking about this last night on air a little bit and Father's Day jokes and some of the Father's Day things that happened. And I thought this was kind of funny this morning.
And now, here are some after Father's Day dad jokes.
I saw a guy giving away dead batteries. They were free of charge. I used to work at a blanket factory, but then it folded. With so many sporting events canceled, they're going to now show the World Origami Championship. It's on pay-per-view.
Boy, that was bad.
Pay-per-view.
That was After Father's Day dad jokes. And we're sorry.
Yes, we are sorry. Some of those dad jokes are absolutely hilarious. But when they have to explain the punchline, that tells you how bad that joke really was as well. So yes, got a good laugh out of some of those. I always have some interesting jokes as well and try to, you know, keep them clean. But yeah, they rank right up there at the Dad's Day jokes. Who am I fooling? Those were some pretty interesting ones so as well. So hopefully everyone had a great Father's Day with their fathers yesterday or got to just kind of encourage them and have a little bit of fun with them or heckle them, depending on what you guys did yesterday. So had a great time with that and, you know, lots of things are happening this week. We have the Farmer's Market back in downtown Baraboo. That starts on Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Go over and give them a like on their Facebook page. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. So it's so handy that happens right on the Courthouse Square, right on Oak Street in front of the Weicker Great Day Building. Looking forward to hopefully getting back down there. They didn't have one on Saturday because of the Big Top Parade, and unfortunately I missed it last Wednesday because, well, you know, I was having that procedure done. So that was, I would have rather been at the farmer's market, let's put it that way. Again, I do want to take a moment to also say thank you to everyone for your well wishes. Really appreciate that. We actually had some people stop up to us before the parade got started and talk to us about that. And my heart feels full after that. We actually had someone walk up to us in the grocery store over the weekend as well. So Again, thank you to everyone for your well wishes. It does mean a lot to us. This is such a small community. In my heart, I feel that community, and I just thank you. I sometimes am at a loss of words, not necessarily a bad thing as well. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. And to look at weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The 13th annual Strides Against Diabetes 5K Fun Run and Walk from the Baraboo Lions Club is going to be held on Thursday, June 19th. Race will start from Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen. Race begins at 6 p.m. Join them in their mission to raise awareness and educate individuals of all ages about diabetes. Your support will not only continue to foster understanding, but also help fund the Baraboo Lions Club Foundation's vital community projects focusing on eye health and diabetes education. The run is $25 for adults, $20 for youth, 12 to 17, and then children 11 years and younger will be $15. To find the sign-up link and get all the details, visit BaraboolLions.org. It's time for the 5th Annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids' games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Chell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st from 11 a.m. into the evening. And it's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all gets started on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. You can get faster internet and pay less. How about that? Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:38. Hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. Here's Rod Stewart and DMC on Max FM.
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions. He's so nervous, avoiding all the questions. His lips are dry, his heart is gently pounding. Don't you just know exactly what they're thinking? His heart's beating like a drum. Is he gonna get this girl home? Real soon, baby, we'll be all alone. Don't you just know exactly what they're thinking? Beating like a drum. Is he gonna get
this girl home.
Real soon, baby, we'll be home. Don't you just know exactly what they're thinking?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 641 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. They'll be open at 7 a.m. I'm watching to see when that open sign opens up because you got to be powered by Powerline Coffee to get a Monday morning going. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Yes, it went flying by over the weekend. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast, and then I'm going to talk about a new method of cooking steaks. Today, showers and thunderstorms. We could see a little bit of patchy fog early this morning with a high of 83. Tonight, chance of shower and thunderstorms continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 66. Tomorrow, slight chance showers and thunderstorms, turning partly sunny, a high of 84. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 79. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, sunny with a high of 81. Now, I'm going to take a sneak peek into the weekend because someone asked me what the weekend forecast looks like. There is a trend, and it looks like it's definitely going to warm up. And so we're looking at highs near 90 currently Saturday and Sunday. So, yes, if you don't have those air conditioners ready to go by Saturday, you're going to want to have that AC running, ready to go. It's going to warm up. Definitely shorts weather. Wait, I've been wearing shorts since May, so I'm not going to change that at all. Currently 65 degrees, and it is pretty heavy downpour right now outside the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. So make sure you have that umbrella handy and a rain jacket because, yes, it is raining, but very much needed rain. That's a good thing. I know our garden needed a drink of water, and so we're very happy to see that rain out there this morning. Now, I'm going to be unattended probably on Wednesday, and I'll be cooking for myself most likely. And this came across my feed this morning, and now I'm debating if this is a good idea to try it or not. Can you cook a steak in a dishwasher? Food and Wine is featuring a story about it, and they feature this teacher's video.
Teaching my culinary class how to make a dishwasher steak. We're going to go for a one-hour sous vide in the dishwasher. All right, time to check the dishwasher steak. We're going to take it and sear it. Some sea salt butter in the pan. After you sous vide, always pat dry. Flavor this up with a little smoked mafia. Just falling apart. That's how tender it is from the dishwasher. Show me a better cooked steak. Rib cap, perfectly done, not overcooked because of that sous vide.
In a dishwasher.
Yes, in a dishwasher. Now, there's a lot of science involved, but the drying cycle of the dishwasher is often hotter than the washing cycle, which can result in an overcooked steak, apparently, unless you keep an eye on it and remove the steak just before the drying cycle begins. So, what do you think? Good idea to cook a steak in your dishwasher? Text me. Let me know. Inquiring minds want to know what your thoughts are on if it's a good idea to cook a steak in a dishwasher. You can text me 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app. Would you cook a steak in the dishwasher? Well, would you cook anything in your dishwasher? I know what my opinion is on this, and I very much know what my wife's opinion would be if I were going to cook a steak in the dishwasher. So text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Would you cook a steak in a dishwasher like this teacher did? Our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. They'll be open at 7 o'clock today. Get over and get your morning started with the Powerline Coffee Company.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh. And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate US Days at US Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. US Days is back. Going on now at US Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit SandyShoresTubing.com today to make your reservation.
Ready to fire up the grill, Baraboo? Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we are turning up the summer heat with sizzling deals. Sink your teeth into certified Angus beef boneless charcoal steak, just $5.99 a pound, and 95% lean ground sirloin at $5.29 a pound. Stock the cart with whole seedless watermelons for $4.59, and cool off with Stone Ridge ice cream or sherbet, 2 for $6. Don't forget dessert. In our bakery, fruit-filled mini Danish, just $3.99. It's freshness, flavor, and friendly faces, only at the Baraboo Fresh Market.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look. 99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:55 on Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Text me and let me know your thoughts. We had that little clip earlier about cooking a steak in the dishwasher. I'm thinking about doing this since I'm unattended Wednesday night. Let me know your thoughts. Would you cook food in a dishwasher? Good idea or bad idea? Teacher came up with this idea, and it's going to be featured on Food and Wine, and it's going to be in the dishwasher for an hour, so that's definitely interesting as well. So text me, let me know your thoughts, 608-355-9970. Yes or no to cooking food in your dishwasher? Now, I've got a good friend, Chris, who does a lot of things. He's got a, I can't remember exactly the name of the device, but he can cook steak in this device, and it's basically using water to cook it, and it turns out absolutely perfect every single time. He sends us pictures of his steak, and it's absolutely amazing. So, of course, I've messaged this over to my good buddy Chris to see what his thoughts are as well, if he would do it, and if he thinks this is a good idea. I know what he's going to say when he wakes up and see this, but I am going to say bad idea. I'm just going to go officially with that. No, I'm not cooking steak in a dishwasher or anything in the dishwasher. There's a reason it's called a dishwasher. It's for washing dishes. So, yes, not going to do it. Here is Portugal the Man coming up. We are going to have a look at news right around 7 o'clock, our national news, regional news, and weather. Portugal the Man on Max FM.
You keep my hands on myself.
Seven FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers.